Blog Talk Radio.
Before we get in with our guests, I'd like to say a few things about Wednesday's show that was cut short. I'm going to apologize, even though it wasn't my fault. It was a glitch in Blog Talk Radio. They sent me an email and let me know what had happened after the show was a half hour in. It abruptly just stopped. So apologies from me and as well as Blog Talk, because it did apologize to me. And I feel I owe that to my listening audience to know what had happened. I had a lot of folks who were trying to call in. They couldn't call in. My other co-host couldn't call in. It was a complete mess. So this Wednesday coming, I may do the ending of the show that I had started past Wednesday with a new topic as well. And check out my page and you'll see it posted. And like I also mentioned, I'm cutting my Friday shows down to just twice a month, the first Friday in the month and the last Friday in the month. I'm even thinking about switching my Wednesday show to Friday. I'm not really sure at this particular time if that is what I'm going to do, but if so, you guys will be the first to know. With that being said, we have a very interesting guest tonight. I'm going to let you guys know a little bit about him. His name is Lack, it's pronounced Locke. He is the co-founder, CEO, recording artist, and co-executive producer of Smart Music Entertainment. And he's on the show tonight to discuss how he is educating and empowering through hip-hop music. He has created a new sound called Educational Hip-Hop Soul Music. It's a blend of educational lyrics and underground hip-hop beats. His new album, Lesson One, Hip-Hop and Education, has hit Amazon bestseller hits on hits reaching number one and hot new releases and number eight in all educational music. Songs on Lesson One hits on topics such as money management, female empowerment, African-American impact, history, politics, and more. CBS Radio calls it creative, innovative, and informative. The Urban Times says Locke is taking the reins from the higher powers who control hip-hop and bringing it back to the original essence. Dominican of New York says most people who use hip-hop to educate do so badly. Locke does it so well. And I have listened to some of his pieces on YouTube. If you want to go to YouTube and tune them in, they're very innovating, like they mentioned in his bio. And, you know, kids can pick up on music. That's a good way for them to learn, opposed to learning all these songs that are not appropriate for children to even listen to. So I really do think that once you hear this young man, what started him on his journey to even getting into this type of project, maybe you guys will go out and get his CDs and support him and give your children a whole new avenue for listening to hip-hop. With that being said, I'm going to bring in my co-host, Rhea. Good evening, Rhea. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
I'm fantastic, but there's something wrong with my throat. I almost had a fire in my house today. And you know how the smoke gets in the air and it gets in your throat and everything? I think it's some in my throat, but, you know, everything's okay now. But other than that, I'm good. Went out today. It was hot as I don't know what, but I survived. I'm still here to talk about it. Yeah. So,
y'all haven't started cooling off yet. We started cooling off. So we're in the 70s now.
No, it's not cooling off down here, honey. Not at all. So, I'm braving it because, you know, like I said, generally the heat makes me literally sick.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I'm so looking forward to the fall and then the winter. You know, I'm really looking forward to it. Because one thing, if you're cold, you can come in and get warm. If you're
exactly. Hot,
and you got to cool down. It takes me a while to cool down because, you know, I have my, besides going through the real summer, I have my own private summers, too. So, you know,
okay. It
takes me a minute to cool down, even in the
air.
Yeah,
I understand.
You know, so if I'm sounding like my voice is going in and out, I do apologize. But, you know, that's just how it is. And, we're going to get right on with the show. We're going to bring in this young man. Locke, did you hear his piece playing?
No, I didn't hear the piece playing. I came in when you were reading his biography.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to play a couple of more pieces of his anyway, and I may even play the first one over again because I really like that first one. It's called Kings and Queens, and I think it's very appropriate. So with that being said, I'm going to bring in Locke. Evening, Locke.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay.
Excellent.
Good. I hear some background noise going on. Do you have a television on or something?
Me, nah. That nope.
Okay.
I'm actually in my office. It's quiet.
Okay. Well, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Where are you from? Do you have any siblings?
Sure, yeah. Well, you know, my name is Larry Lock Henderson. I'm the CEO as well as the artist on labeled at Smart Music Entertainment. I grew up in New Brunswick and Willowboro, New Jersey. Two brothers, two sisters. And, you know, basically I'm here to promote education.
Okay, so are you, how did you get into the musical entertainment?
Well, you know, I started rhyming, you know, I was probably 8 or 9 years old when I first was, you know, introduced into hip-hop. So from that point, you know, I had the passion to be a lyrical artist and just do my thing on the MC side of things. And then as far as education was concerned, it was really, you know, my life's path as far as, you know, being younger and being exposed to a lot of different books, you know, like Grace Matters or The Narrative Tells and The Life of Frederick Douglass and, you know, stories on Harriet Tubman and Nat Turner and things of that nature. And then, you know, having that seed planted as well as being a part of different conversations that made you want to, you know, research and get your own information and, you know, just from listening to arguments that people were having in my neighborhood and, you know, wanting to know more. And basically, you combine that with, you know, growing older and looking at the condition of education as far as, you know, watching all these young black men get misdiagnosed and, you know, you're watching kids say that, you know, where they're going to need this information in the real world and things like that, and wanting to do something and having the ability to combine, you know, the information that I was soaking in from my readings and other research as well as my passion to do hip-hop music, you know, pretty much just combine those two worlds and put out an album that I think is, you know, encouraging as far as getting more people to talk about the importance of education, and it's also something that's informative as far as the information that we're actually putting out in the music.
Okay. Now, it also states that most people who use hip-hop to educate do it so badly. What makes yours stand out so much?
Because I'm not a person that's trying to combine, you know, hip-hop with education, because I think that the kids are listening to it. You know, I'm an actual artist first and foremost. I enjoy hip-hop music. You know, it's something that I, you know, was passionate about since my earlier years. So I'm not trying to, like, this is not a gimmick. I'm not creating music. You know, like, it's people that do something like, oh, I think this is what the kids are listening to, so let me just combine this, and you don't come out with an artistic project. You come out with a project that has good intentions, but as far as the sound, you're not able to really capture, you know, authentic hardcore hip-hop essence. So with this particular project, I was really able just to combine those two worlds and put together something that the hardcore hip-hop crowd can enjoy, as well as, you know, people who just want to learn more information and kids who want to listen to something that's not about the harsh realities that they may be facing.
Okay, who is your target audience? Is it adults or children or just everybody with your educational hip-hop?
Everybody. You know, when we first started, our target audience was kids. You know, we was looking at from, you know, fourth and fifth grade on to high school and college. What ended up happening was, you know, as we was going around into the different schools, you know, first thing that happened was a lot of parents, you know, enjoyed the music. And then, you know, we noticed that teachers and guidance counselors was enjoying the music. And then it went from that to just, you know, people who were fans of hip-hop music who just wanted, you know, to enjoy the sound that we was creating. They enjoyed the music. So, you know, we started out doing something that we primarily wanted to do for kids, but, you know, the end result was people just enjoyed the music from all walks of life, all creeds, races, and sizes of people, you know, just really enjoyed the music. So right now it's something that's for everybody.
Okay. Smart Music Entertainment, is that your company or is that through a company that you're producing your music through?
No, Smart Music Entertainment is my company.
Oh, okay. Wow, so you really went out there. How long have you been doing this? The hip hop entertainment.
Smart Music Entertainment is the product of 3 years of hard work. I mean, now prior to that, you know, I was the guy trying to get into the music business since I was in the ninth grade and going to the studio and making demos and doing commercials and carrying crates and hosting different parties and being in different battles and cyphers. You know, I have that whole career. Once, Smart Music Entertainment was something different. You know, once I decided to put this type of album together, it was, you know, building the company from the ground up, putting together a team, putting together the proper marketing team, putting together somebody that can do the graphics and, you know, just getting everything done, you know, as far as a business is concerned. You know, having that game plan sound from A to Z and then, you know, implementing everything now. And our launch was in January of this year.
When you set out to, before you started Smart Music, did you go to other companies to try to get your work out there, or you just started that because you felt that it was something that was better for you opposed to trying to put it out there through other companies?
Oh, well, are you specifically talking about educational hip-hop?
Yeah, educational hip-hop.
Oh, yeah. Once, you know, I figured, you know, this was something that we had to do ourselves, you know, something that, you know, we had to force into the game. So I never looked for any help or went to any other record companies. You know, I already know what the perception is about positive hip hop music and, you know, how hard it is to try to beg somebody to, you know, give you an opportunity to have a bigger audience. And I figured, you know, if we make a quality album and have a sound business plan and know what our intentions and our motives are, then we can start from the bottom and just build this thing ourselves.
Okay. Rhea, do you have any questions for Locke?
Not right now, but when my children were coming up, they went to Catholic school, and they learned the books. One of the assignments was to learn the books of the Bible, and they learned it to a popular hip-hop song, whatever the music was. And that was probably the only entity that each one of my boys learned all the way through.
All right.
Okay. So you have I suppose you have a whole team of people behind you, as well as the people you have in your entertainment business as well. So where would you perform these? Do you go to schools, churches, or big events, or, you know, how do you get this out there?
Oh, yeah, we started out in schools doing a workshop, hour-long workshop pretty much. First half was performing the music. The second half was talking about the importance of education. And we pretty much did that from October till around June. And then after that, you know, we spent this summer doing more of your hip-hop oriented type of events, you know, being in clubs and different, you know, just different arenas where you would find an adult hip-hop crowd as opposed to children. And, you know, also as opposed to, you know, after-school programs and boys and girls clubs and YMCAs. And, you know, we go into places that we are invited to come in and pretty much just spread the word of the importance of education through hip-hop.
How many children do you think you have impacted since you started this business? The hip-hop entertainment business.
Don't know.
The hip-hop educational.
I don't know.
Sorry. The hip-hop educational business. How many people do you think you had an impact on?
I don't know.
Has anyone ever came to you and said, you know, I really appreciate that, I really learned from it?
Yeah.
When are you going to do something else?
Oh, definitely. You know, we definitely get that all the time. Every performance, you know, tons of emails and you know, a lot of fans showing support through either Facebook or Reverb Nation. You know, it's been just tons of support. When you go to iTunes and Amazon and you read the album reviews, you know, there's been a lot of love shown for Smart Music Entertainment and the music that we put out. But, yeah, I can't really put a finger on how many kids I think we have, you know, had some type of impact on. But, you know, I know we've touched some lives.
How many CDs do you have for the educational hip hop?
One. We just put out Lesson One.
Okay.
Yes. And Lesson Two we are currently working on. And, you know, that'll be done. We'll be wrapping that up within a few short months and then jumping in that whole campaign.
So from the beginning of to the end of Lesson One, how long did it take you to get that together?
Well, you know, like I said, it was a 3-year process, but, you know, it was a matter of coming up with the concept, coming up with the logo, putting the team together. You know, the actual business part, you know, took more time than it did to actually record the music. You know, the music was done, if you talk about total recording time, in a matter of 4 or 5 months. You know, just different times going in, recording this, and then, you know, getting back on the grind as far as setting the business up, and then going into the studio and recording this and then setting the business up. You know, that process took 3 years, but now that everything's set up and we're here, you know, now we're more focused on just creating the music and making sure that the machine that we created runs smoothly.
Okay. How many musicians are in the band?
Well, it's not a band. It's myself, brother by the name of Derek D-Rock Ellison. Him and I produced the album. He did 5 of the tracks. Also had a brother by the name of Samar Newsom and Derek Halsey contribute their music to the project. And, you know, it was just Derek and myself as far as recording everything, mixing it down, making sure we created, you know, the sound that we wanted to. And the only other artist that you'll hear, at least on Lesson One, is a brother by the name of Curtis Young Nice Gladden, who's on the song Slavery, and he's also on drugs. But really, musically, it was Derek and myself.
Okay, how much research do you do before you even put a cut out there? For instance, on Kings and Queens,
mm-hmm.
I really like that piece. How much research did you do before you got that together?
You know, most of that song, it's already in my own little my library that I have at home. So mm-hmm. It's just a matter of, you know, already having a general interest for a topic that I want to rap about. And then, you know, making sure that I cover my own information and then going to the library and then, you know, looking on the internet and making sure that you get, you know, as reputable, you know, the sources that you get are as reputable as possible, and then, you know, making sure that we're putting out accurate information. But it could take anywhere from, you know, certain songs could take a matter of days, certain songs could take a month, you know, depending on the content. You know, like First 25 Presidents, you know, that song took a long time as far as getting all of the information that we wanted to cram into that song. But Kings and Queens, you know, I'm already familiar with the things that I was talking about, so it was really just a matter of fact checking.
Okay, who does the choosing of the titles for the songs that you do, the raps that you do?
Yeah, I choose all of the subjects and all of the titles that go into the project.
Oh, okay. So has anyone ever requested you do a certain project?
Yes, you know, and with Lesson Two, some of the subjects that I've been asked to cover, I'm tackling. But, you know, we're definitely sticking to our own original script because we definitely have a plan for the next few albums. But I have been approached to do a variety of subjects, and we're working on them. You know, I definitely want to work with everybody who wrote to me and personally asked me to tackle different subjects, and you know, we'll get to them definitely.
I have a question.
To feed off of something you just said. You put out your first one, and you said that you all have plans for some of your future ones. Have you all decided on a number? Are you just going along with the program or the usefulness, the popularity, however you want to term it, of it? How far have you all went in that area?
Well, you know, the point is to build Smart Music Entertainment up so that we can continuously put out this type of music and continuously bring dialogue back to the importance of education. So there's no plan, you know, on stopping, or there is no number that I think that you know, is going to be the end. You know, we definitely wanted to you know, lay a strong foundation and always be able to put out this type of content.
Okay.
And a question I wanted to ask, you know, when I had asked you, did anybody ever suggest different things for you to do? You may know as well as what's going on now with domestic violence. Has anyone ever requested you do something on domestic violence?
No, it hasn't been a request. But, you know, there's we do touch on that, especially on Lesson 2. But it's more from domestic violence is tied in with bullying, you know, because we still want to keep the theme as not as young as possible, but not exactly a high school curriculum, but definitely subject materials that we would expect you to learn and general information that we would expect you to have. And once we get into songs like, you know, about domestic violence, we start to get away from the curriculum and get into more of a social type of message and type of album. So, you know, those songs we definitely want to touch, but we want to stick to facts and stick to, you know, some different things that we know you will be able to find out in particular high schools.
Okay. Well, you know, I think that because it's so rampant, perhaps maybe it could be something that you can do for an older crowd, do you think?
Yes. You know, we definitely want to branch out and have more of adult material, and especially with the message and the content, because there's so many different directions that you can go, especially when you're just talking about facts and things of that nature. You know, so we're definitely going to do that. Lesson 2 is more geared for still our teenage audience as far as the content and as far as the information that we're putting out. But, you know, we will eventually, you know, spread all over and continue to push the envelope.
Okay. Are your CDs in stores, or do you get them directly from website, or how do they get your CDs?
Right now, it's directly from, well, you can go to the website, which is smarthiphopmusic.blogspot.com, but the album is also available on Amazon and iTunes and pretty much all your major digital distributors. Just put in Lesson 1, Hip Hop and Education. And when you spell unlock, it's L-A-K. Everybody spells it L-O-C-K.
But, right. How did you come up with that, spelling L-A-K?
Yeah. It's, you know, lock is short for lockout.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Yeah, because I said lock. What?
Yeah, it calls me Lake, and I hear it all.
Right. Well, we're going to take a break, and we're going to play another piece from Hip Hop Educational Entertainment, Congresswoman.
I feel you hit my sisters. Black women in Congress. stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us, and we salute. It's dedicated to the women, man. The first black woman in Congress, Shirley Chisholm, man. Unbought, unbought, that's how she got it in. 1972, she even ran for president. The 91st Congress in 69. New York's 12th district, ahead of her time, ahead of her line. But next, less acknowledge Barbara Jewel and out of Houston, Texas. It's just courage with the power that describes the soul. I was elected to the House of Representatives in 72. Yvonne Burke was elected in that same year. And before that, she has served as the vice chair of the Democratic National Convention. Yeah. I can't forget to mention a Chicago politician. But each college here served 23, the most powerful black woman in Congress history. I feel you get my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us, and we salute. We pay homage to MLK, but if not for Katie Hart, it wouldn't be a King Holiday. And Maxine Waters, the voice of South Central, yeah. She combated the racism, defending black people. A soldier fighting at equality war, shining light on a dark party want to ignore. She was elected into Congress in 91, well supported by the hood, and she looked out for the young. A black queen and a force in a political game. We like dreams, soul searching for a spiritual change. Gotta know about the woman representing the pain, like Barbara Rose Collins pointing out the black male strain. I feel you get my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us.
1992 was the year of the woman. Doing a lot of things a lot of men thought they couldn't. It was Maxine Waters and Barbara Rose Collins and the delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton. Three black women then elected to Congress. A lot of hating going on, but nobody could stop this powerful black movement. Damn, not finished. Cal Mosley Brown was elected to the Senate. The first black woman to do that, inspiring a whole generation of the young women who lack role models. Now we got a better tomorrow. Plus the list grew. In the years that followed, it was Corrin Brown and Carrie Meek, Cynthia Ann McKinney, Sheila Jackson Lee, and Eva Clayton and Eddie Bernice Johnson. Black women elected to the House of Congress.
I feel you get my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us, and we salute.
As well. I listened to that beforehand too, so I'm glad that I had the opportunity to play it for the listening audience as well. Now,
thank you very much.
Yeah, it's really a nice piece. So, what'd you say, Rhea?
I said that was a very nice piece.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
So, what do you say your plans are for the next 5 years?
Building, building Smart Music Entertainment up so that we can, have a solid foundation where we don't have to just, put out one, two, maybe three albums, and then you know, and then that's it. You know, we want to have, we want to create the type of company where this can be the foundation for this type of content, and we can continue to educate, and we can continue to bring more dialogue back to the importance of education, and you know, also put out good music. You know, not put out something that's a gimmick. You know, not try to force something down people's throat just, you know, to get a message across, but actually make good music first and foremost.
That's very good. Very good indeed. I would like to know, how did you pick your the guys who are in the group?
Well, you know, it's more of working with artists that open their mind to doing this type of material, you know, because it's really not it's more of a company than a group. So it's really, you know, just saying, do you believe in what we're doing here, and can you take the time to research and write this type of material? Because it's, you know, it's different from just hearing a beat and writing your heart out and going to the studio, laying it down. You know, there's research that has to be done. There's facts that have to be checked. You know, there's a particular guideline. There's a way that we do things around here. So it's just, you know, reaching out to artists that I respect, you know, especially for Lesson 2. You know, shout outs to the Angels, another group from New Brunswick, my man, Tamal Fight the Power Pittman, and Red and Wiley Lundy and Young Nice, and, you know, different artists that that's going to make Lesson 2 possible. You know, just everybody has to get on the same page, and long as we do that and they're willing to, you know, stick to the script of Smart Music Entertainment, you know, we could rock out.
Okay, what advice would you give to a young person who wanted to do what you're doing?
Well, you know, from an artist's perspective, it's just stay true to your own sound. Believe in yourself, because there will be time where it seems like the world is telling you to stop doing what you're doing. But, you know, have that inner voice that's your own. If you're an artist, then, you know, paint pictures with your own words. But and then if you're just trying to start up a business, before you jump out there and launch the company, start, you know, have your business plan together from A to Z. Know where you want to start, where you want to finish, know your resources, know what type of team, you know, whose strong points go where, you know, and how you can best, you know, utilize people's skills and tools. You know, have that together before you just jump out there and say, you know, this is so-and-so entertainment, because, you know, you'll run a stop quick.
That's true. That is so true. Now, how much research did you do before you started into the business? And how did you about your research?
Are you talking about for the content of the music, or just entertainment company, period?
Entertainment company.
Oh, wow, that's, you know, it's been years of experience, you know, dealing with different groups, dealing with different labels, making a whole bunch of mistakes. You know, it's been a life lesson. So I'd say, you know, the first time I tried to get a record deal, I was in the ninth grade. You know, had a, you know, going to the studio, making my demos, trying to sign a deal, had a manager. You know, it was serious at that point. So from then on, it's always just been a matter of picking up all types of information and, you know, making all sorts of mistakes that allow you to make stronger moves when you're trying to go in a particular direction.
It was more or less a passion, something that you was determined to do.
Yeah.
And you're passionate about something that generally works out, and that's good. It's always good to have a passion. I was speaking to a young lady, and she said that she didn't have a passion. She didn't know what her passions were, you know. And I think everybody has a passion, and like she had mentioned, they may not know what it is until somebody else may bring it out of them. Do you consider someone bringing your passion out of you, or you brought it out of yourself?
You know, I think it was just how my life kind of ended up. You know, as far as the passion to be in this business, it comes from, number one, loving hip-hop music, you know, being exposed to it at an early age and starting to rhyme when I was 8, 9 years old, you know, 3rd, 4th grade, freestyling. And, you know, that started then. And then as far as, you know, wanting to dig deeper and you know, knowledge and learn more, you know, it was the environments that I was around. You know, people walk outside, stand on the corner and see an argument between Muslims and Christians and everybody is getting all deep and quoting this and quoting that. It makes you want to learn more. You know, so it was just sort of my path. You know, just I happened to be in environments where, you know, somebody was either always arguing or having some deep type of conversation, or it was always, you know, music around me. And, you know, all of these things kind of led up to me wanting to pursue this. And then also, you know, understanding how important education is, you know, having, you know, also being in an environment where people thought that was important, and being able to capitalize on that. So it wasn't really like one particular person, you know, it was a variety of things.
Oh, okay. Well, Rhea, do you have any questions, Bob?
Other than have you all thought of any branch offs, let's say, from what you're doing, or are you just going to go like from lesson one to lesson two to lesson three based on whatever your format is at that time?
You know, we're working on lesson two. You know, I have, you know, there's a bunch of subjects that I want to work on and get to, but we have to go into each project fresh. So, yeah, you know, we're planning on doing a lesson three, but being that we're not that far in the whole process, you know, lesson three may become something else. You know, we definitely want to be open for that. But, you know, right now our focus is continuing with lesson one, continuing to do everything that we're doing to push this music out and push this message out, and then working on lesson two, which we're doing, and getting that out, and hopefully making stronger, bigger, and better moves.
Do you all track your sales?
Pardon?
Have you all been tracking your sales?
Yes.
About how many CDs have you sold?
Oh, so far, you know, we've been fortunate enough to move out a couple thousand. And for us, you know, it's been a great accomplishment, you know, to come out with a company out of nowhere. We're doing educational hip-hop, and, you know, people have a hard time opening their ear to that because
mm-hmm.
it's not something that they're extremely familiar with. But, you know, we've been, as of March, April, and May, you know, everything really just started to pick up from, you know, selling a couple CDs a week to a couple hundred and, you know, going from there, and more people just continuously buying and supporting and playing an album on different radio stations and, you know, inviting us to different, you know, environments so that we can continue to push the message out. But, you know, we're constantly moving units, and that's definitely a good thing.
Do you all have any teachers that work with you or a teacher?
No.
No.
But, you know, when I'm doing, I have teachers that I personally know that I can call.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, if I have a particular question, you know, working on a song about, it could be congresswomen or, you know, first 25 presidents or something like that. If I need to find something, I definitely have the resources. But there's nobody that's, you know, they're all people that's just lending their time to the project. You know, they're not specifically on the payroll.
Okay. Based on something you just said, do you get play on mainstream stations?
It has happened. You know, we're not in heavy rotation on mainstream stations, but there have been mainstream stations that has played the music. And, you know, it's part of them just saying, you know, this is positive, this is good, I'm going to play it. So, you know, there's more politics that go into the heavy rotations when you talk about your major media outlets. It's more mm-hmm. than just somebody liking your music. And, you know, that's a different animal that you got to fight. But
okay.
You know, we've been fortunate enough to have major radio stations from here to Europe, you know, play our songs on their stations.
That's great.
Great. That's really good. Where else can they reach out to you? Are you on Facebook?
Oh, yeah. We're on Facebook at Smart Music Entertainment. We're on Twitter at Smart Hip Hop. We're on YouTube at Smart Hip Hop Music. And once again, the website is www.smarthiphopmusic.blogspot.com. And the album is available on iTunes and Amazon and all that types of good stuff.
We're going to play another song, Invent. I don't think we played that one. We're going to take a break and play that one.
Cause Lewis H. Lattimore improved the light, and J.A. Burr invented the lawnmower. Let me expand the mind of all you young soldiers. Sarah Boone invented the iron board. Now my pants look crisp when I come on jobs, and William B. Purvis improved the procedure to make paper bags so I can shop and leave the store with a lot of goods. The first black woman inventor, her name was Sarah F. Good. She invented a folding cabinet bed. The printing press was improved by La Valette and Benjamin Banneker. He built one of the first watches made in America. And I know this is blowing your mind, and that's why I invented this rhyme. Who invented what? Who improved that? They were black. Who invented what? Who improved that? They were black. Who came up with that idea and left the whole world with a tool to share? They were black. Who invented what? Who improved that? They were black. Who invented what? Who improved that? They were black. Yeah. Who came up with that idea and left the whole world with a tool to share? They were black. Should be spice made automated gear shifts. And now you got a choice, automatic or shift. Majority joined, she invented hot comb. She worked for Sarah Breedlove, who was better known as Madam C.J. Walker, who invented products that made hair softer. And Solomon Harper made the blocking systems for controlling the railway trains that offered ways for you to get around and transportate. Gravel T. Woods made electromechanical bricks. Valerie Thomas made an elusive transmitter. Will Badia made a satellite tracker. M. Gordon, a device that converts gas into high voltage electricity. I know this is blowing your mind, and that's why I invented this rhyme. Who invented what? Who improved that? They were black. Who invented what? Who improved that? They were black. Who came up with that idea and left the whole world with a tool to share? They were black. Who invented what? Who improved that? They were black. Who invented what? Who improved that? They were black. Came up with that idea and left the whole world with a tool to share. A blood bank was Charles' true idea, and that helps a lot of people who feel ill. And Louis Alexander came up with a burglar alarm so your home can be safe when you go on ruin. Sharon Jeter, she invented a toaster. G.E. Beckett made a box that could hold her. Letterbug Philip P. Downing made the street letter drop mailbox for you to pile in mail. Let's get into the real McCoy. Steam engine lubricated by Elijah McCoy. Noble cop bomb made bulletproof shields, greatly appreciated by police in the field. A golf tee was made by G.F. Grant. Now swing like Tiger from your golfing stance. And I know this is blowing your mind, and that's why I invented this rhyme. Who invented what? Who improved that? They were black. Who invented what? Who improved that? They were black. Who idea and left the whole world with a tool to share. They were black, who invented what, who improved that? They were black, who invented what, who improved that? They were black, who came up with that idea and left the whole world with a tool to share. They were black.
Interesting song, because there are some things that I learned tonight.
Cool. That's definitely what it's about.
I really do. Rhea, before we close the show, do you have any last remarks you'd like to make or any questions you have for Locke?
When we first started talking, the first thing came across my mind, which is probably why I fumbled, when I was telling you all about the books of the Bible. It was the books of the Bible rap that they did. But the first thing came to my mind was Conjunction Junction. Schoolhouse Rock. I always say Conjunction Junction first, and I don't remember Schoolhouse. And I said to myself, because at times I can sit back, well, up until a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, I could still recite the entire preamble one. And when I was trying to get the words together, it would come to head. And this will probably be something that has that same effect on several generations. And I wish you the best of success. I'm going to get a couple of them for my granddaughter. She can recite the words to certain songs that she shouldn't be reciting the words to, we can put these on and let her have fun.
Yeah, it's so educational just listening to, like I said, that one invent. And I definitely learned some things that I did not know. But, you know, with that being said, I do appreciate you coming on. And when your second album comes out, I would like to have you back on.
Oh,
or anytime you feel like coming back, just hit me up.
Definitely,
and I
definitely
wish you
will.
In any endeavor that you get involved in.
Definitely will. I want to thank you, you know, because, you know, allowing, you know, you having us on and sharing your audience with us, this is definitely how we've been able to really make noise and get people to notice us and, you know, and have the attention that we're having at this point. So thanks for that, and we really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. And for those who are not on in the chat room, you can go to www.smarthiphopmusic.blogspot.com to pick up his CD there. He's also on ReverbNation.com. Larry Locke Henderson. That's Larry, Larry, then L-A-K, Henderson. He's also on Facebook.com, Smart Music Entertainment, Twitter.com, Smart Hip Hop, and YouTube.com, Smart Hip Hop Music. So come on, everybody, and support the brother and get these CDs for your youngins. That's an old word for you.
get it for the cheering.
Yeah, get it for the cheering. Because you're definitely going to learn something from them. And they're good, you know, music that's definitely for the youngs now. They need this type of thing besides listening to all this vulgar hip-hop music, you know, degrading music towards women. And, you know, this is something that children need to listen to, you know. So, you know, like I just said, those who aren't on the Internet, I just decided how you can get in touch with this young man. And if all fails, go to Facebook, because everybody in the world is on Facebook. That's Facebook.com, Smart Music Entertainment.
Yes.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'm going to go out with Kings and Queens, because I really did like that piece, and Rhea didn't hear it. So with that
being said,
thanks again, Locke, for coming out. I appreciate that. And you have a good evening, darling.
You as well. Just look forward to talking to you in the future.
All right. Thank you.
Peace.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh, yeah. but from enslaved Africans. People use words to confuse the how it's traffic, and our lineage is deeper than the challenger. Our family tree consists of people that had influenced the planet, bro. We managed to lose sense of self, we don't identify with the heritage like African American. Is not African, but listen to me, I'ma have you black again, pumping up your fist and using pics to fix your naps again. I like to give respect to Imhotep, considered by the world to be the first architect, the high priest of the sun god Ra at Heliopolis. He built the seven pyramids in Egypt and they still exist. Poet and philosopher, a recognized genius. He diagnosed 200 different diseases. They say Hippocrates is the father of medicine, but Imhotep the 2,000 years ahead of him. King Sanwal Sret, second ruler of Kemet. He was said to have conquered Greece by Herodotus, the first ruler to believe in one god. Was Amenhotep the fourth, later known as Akhenaten. Appeal the backbone of our existence, majestical and real like King Candace in 322 BC. Empress of Ethiopia, who militantly reigned supreme. She was recognized as a great general, and if you tested her, it might have meant the end of you. Like Alexander the Great, he told his army to wait. He peeped the style and didn't want to invade. He told his man he ain't want to risk losing to a woman up against Queen Candace. He figured he just shouldn't. Another one's Makeda, she was the queen of Sheba, the symbol of beauty, and then queen of Zinga, the Amazon queen of Matamba West Africa, wage war against the slave hunters coming after her, and her peoples but respect too, yeah, to Queen Nandi, mother of Shaka Zulu, and Queen Nefertiti, one of the first to fight for the plight and respect of a woman's equal rights, queen.
Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Good night.